Barnhart, your breath is more than gold. Land and tide, Lord God, the cares of his life, Lord God. Have eternal value, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God. Our coming together will never be. We know without you, Lord God, we might do what we think. Lord, all that we might do, we might do that. Lord, pleases you, Lord God, will. Lord God, humble ourselves, Lord God, please visit your people. Lord God, visit your people, Lord God, through your prayer, through the preaching. Lord God, we pray, Lord God, we just ask the Lord to be with us, Lord God, that you would be with us together night and night, Lord God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, please pray, Lord God, that you call them. Lord, as they take their place, Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would uphold them, Lord God, with your control. Oh, God, that you liberate their heart and mind, Lord God, that they might deliver the message, Lord God, that you placed on their heart with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that make it a big Lord in the hearts of those who feel, Lord God, if they be those who know that, Lord God, that are lost and outside that are forsaken, Lord God, Lord God. Lord, that word will speak deep in their heart, Lord God, the great conviction that they need, Lord God, to be. Lord God, be able, Lord, to lay the things of this world aside, Lord God, focus thought in their heart upon Jesus, and that He did my blood, Lord God, that we might be your dreams like you did. God, that you would help them, Lord God, just walk out the doors and place their complete, full trust in Jesus, Lord God, that they might find that peace and that's all. Father, we bow here tonight. We hold up our glass for those that are visiting. Our prayers, Lord God, we ask, Lord God, that you would just bless him, Lord God, and help him, Lord God. Let him feel your spirit, Lord God. Help him to bring forth the message, Lord God, that's needful for the hour. You know, Lord God, all things are in your hands. So we just pray, Lord God, down upon this lips, Lord God, bless it with your presence, Lord. Father, again, we thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity that you know we have to guide each one. God, uphold Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you just help those that hear tonight. We thank you for granted. Lord, thank you. We're blessed and I shall give them the desire to come back.
Sing another song together.
36.
Rest from the
spirit.
Yes.
They are the children of God. There's something that takes place. Not just saying, well, I'm going to change my life and act better. God's got to make that change.
Yeah.
Amen. Paul's missionary journeys and something that... So if you have your Bibles and want to read with me, turn to the... Troas. We came with a straight course to Samonia and a colony, and we were in that day. We went out of the city by a riverside where prayer was wont to be made. And we... Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, the Lord opened that she attended unto the Thyatira, saying, these men are the servants, brethren. I'm going to pause here for just a moment. Myself and these brethren that, Lord willing, are going to preach here, know that I'm confident that I can speak here to show unto you the way of salvation. She many days, but Paul, being grieved of her, and he came out the same hour, the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates there in the prison. It says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the... And immediately all the doors were opened and were loosed. Now, you don't suppose... The keeper of the prison, awaking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drank unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were... Took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes, baptized he and all his strength. Tonight, this is what the Lord has placed upon much about salvation, say much about God to deliver, and there are many things that I want to talk about, something that aspect of salvation, and that is that this jailer had to this man, he asked a question of Paul and Silas. He said, what must I do? I want to put a question before you tonight. If you're here tonight and lost and without God, I want to ask you this question. Do you want to be saved?
Yes.
Do you want to be saved? Now, you know, I believe that a question that would say, well, sure, I want you to think about this. Do you really want to be saved?
Yes.
Because if you really do want to be saved, then you've got to be willing to do what he said must be done in order to be saved. I believe that this jailer, when he came to Paul and Silas and he asked this question, I believe that he asked it with a heart filled with and really did want to know what he had to do in order to be saved. And the answer that was given to him was that he had to believe on the Lord to be saved. And you know, I was thinking about this service that we had this morning at Fairview Memorial, and I was thinking about the fact that this morning that admittedly are lost and without God. They don't have a profession of faith. They don't know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. They don't have a testimony.
Yes.
To have a time and place where God has ever saved. We had service this morning, and I tried to bring a message from the 16th chapter of Luke concerning a rich man that we read about in the Bible. That poor rich man that we read about in the Bible that lost his soul for eternity.
Amen.
That died and went to hell. And there were people there, and I realized that things cannot always be judged from the outward appearance of people. I realized what the Apostle Paul said, that it's truly with the under righteousness. But I will say this, that if you sit under the sound of the gospel in your lost condition, and you have the opportunity before you to seek the Lord for the salvation of your soul, and you do not take advantage of that, friends, that just won't cut it.
Yeah.
That just won't cut it. That will not get you anywhere with the Lord. I don't believe that there has ever been anybody. I don't believe in the theory, and I'm going to call it, I do not believe in the theory of irresistible grace. I don't believe that there has ever been anybody that has been truly saved by the grace of God that did not have an earnest desire to be saved. God does not force his will upon people in that way. God allows us to choose. And so, you know, I have been among missionary Baptist churches as far back as I can remember as a little boy, being to missionary Baptist churches that believed and practiced the exact same things that the church where I'm a member and pastor practice today. I have heard through the years many, many people, thank God that I've been privileged to experience that. I've heard many people stand and be filled with the Spirit of God and give their testimony of when they come to know the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin. And I have never, or do I ever hear anybody say that, you know, God saved me. I didn't want any part of it.
Yes.
I didn't want any part of it. I was begging him not to save me, but he saved me anyway. I've never heard anybody testify that God forced them to be saved. Everybody that has a credible testimony of salvation will tell you that they were seeking the Lord and that it was their heart's desire to come to know him.
Amen.
It was their heart's desire to be saved.
Yeah. Yes.
And listen, friends, if you don't have that, then you better get it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then you're never going to be saved. God is going to save those that want him.
Amen.
God is going to take up his abode that want his indwelling spirit in them. He is. The Bible tells us in the 11th chapter of Hebrews that without faith, it is impossible. Impossible. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How will a person seek the Lord? I'm talking about a person that really wants to be saved. How will that person seek the Lord? They will seek him diligently.
Yeah.
Amen.
They will seek him with all their heart. And by the way, that's the type of seeker that becomes a finder. Yeah. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, thou shalt find him if thou seek him with all thy heart."
Amen.
"And with all thy soul."
Yes.
The person that finds salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ is the person that desires salvation more than they desire anything else in life.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. It must be a priority in your heart. Now, you know, I can say that, and I can tell you that by experience.
Yeah.
I tell you tonight with all honesty that the night that there wasn't anything else that was on my heart or my mind. All I wanted was relief.
Yes.
All I wanted was salvation. All I wanted was to get rid of that condemnation and get rid of that conviction that I was feeling. And I wanted relief and I wanted help.
Yeah.
I wanted deliverance from what was going on in my heart.
Amen.
And when I sought the Lord, listen, everything else in the world just disappeared.
Amen.
And all that mattered to me was finding the Lord. Amen. I remember being down on my knees. This was 43 years ago that this happened for me. I remember very plainly being down off to be crying real tears to be saved. I remember feeling tears running down my face. I remember being more afraid than I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
I remember screaming, and you don't have to scream to be saved, but I was. I remember being on my knees and just screaming to God and begging him to save me.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he did.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, and you know, there's I can't really fully explain that to you to this day, but I'll tell you what I do know. I knew that I was lost. I knew that I was separated from God. I knew that I was on my way to hell. And I was crying out to God. And the next thing I can tell you is that I knew that God had saved me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't any proof. The Lord, and he let me know. A woman who lost a piece of silver. The Bible talks about her lighting a candle, and it talks about her sweeping the house, and it talks about her searching for that lost coin, searching for that piece of silver. And the same language is employed there that we find in Hebrews 11:6. It says that she sought for that silver diligently until she found it. And listen, that's what a person has got to do in order to be saved. Listen, when you begin to seek the Lord, you know, a lot of times we see people, they acknowledge their lost condition, and they may come up to the mourner's bench, and they may be they may pray for a little while, and the next thing you know, they may go for weeks or months or even years, like they have just abandoned their search. But listen, if you want to be saved, and that includes seeking him and seeking after him until you find him.
Amen.
It won't do you begin a search and then abandon that seeker. The Bible tells us that the diligent seeker is the one that God will reward.
Amen.
And you must believe that, and you must trust that. This man wanted to, the Bible plainly teaches us that this Philippian jailer, God, I believe that the woman at Jacob's well, the Samaritan woman, that we read about in the fourth chapter, and he began to talk with this lady. He was talking to her, and he said, whoever drinks of this water, this natural water in this well, Jesus said, whoever drinks of this water, they're going to thirst again. Aren't you glad tonight that when you get saved, God has never come back?
Amen.
All that stuff that the Lord took away from me that night, has all that conviction and condemnation and fear that I felt that night before, just before I got saved, has never returned. But you know, if you try to fill a life and satisfy yourself with the things, drinks the water from this well, they're going to thirst again.
Yes.
But, you know, Jesus told that woman, he said, if you knew who it was that you were talking with, you would have asked of me, and I would have given you a drink of living water.
Amen.
And Jesus spoke about a drink of water that when a person takes that drink of water, that they will never thirst again. But there will be in there a well of water springing up in everlasting life.
Amen.
I know a little bit about what that is, and I can feel it right now.
Amen.
Springing up in my soul.
Amen.
Of what the Lord did for me years ago. God is real.
Amen.
Salvation is real. Living water that will cause her to never fail me.
Yes.
Give it to me. Ask for that drink of living water. And I believe that Jesus kept his promise. He told her, he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that's speaking to you, I would have given you a drink of living water. And the Bible tells us she did ask. She said, give me this water that I won't thirst anymore. And I'm convinced that God kept his promise, that the Lord Jesus kept his promise and gave her that drink.
Yes.
And it was shortly after that that she just had to go and testify of him.
Yeah.
Come see a man. He had two of God's men, and there in that dark, dirty, these men, they didn't do anything by themselves. They began to praise the Lord, and God took care of it. God shook the foundation of that prison. God loosened their shackles. God set them free, and when the power of God came down upon that place, then this man wanted to know what he had to do in order to be. John chapter 3, verse 16. Being necessary in order for you to have eternal salvation has been taken care of. Left anything undone. He sent his only begotten Son into the world. He came here and he died for our sins.
Amen.
For everybody.
Yeah.
The Lord died for everybody. He shed the blood that is sufficient for the atonement of the sins of all people. And when he was here on the earth, he established his church. And he sent her out into the world, and he commissioned her, as we read in the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to Mark. He commissioned his church to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And she has been active ever since that. Holy Spirit. Oh, people, their lost condition. Listen, everything that God has done, all the provision that he has made in order for you saved, will not benefit you. God's not going to, as it's been said many times, given us free choice for the eternal consequences of it. I want to ask you something tonight. Do you want the Lord? Do you want to know him tonight? Do you want to be saved by the grace of God tonight? Well, then you've got to turn everything over to the Lord. Amen. You've got to seek him with all your heart, with all your soul, all your mind, all your strength. You must desire salvation above everything else in this life. Catch up here for you to pray. If you're here tonight and you want to be saved, you're going to have to come.